May the Lord's love operate through us to the lost and wounded. I wanted to finish this message from the other night. It wasn't complete, so I didn't give it to you then. But today the Lord has brought it home to my heart that without love, His love shining through us, bringing Jesus to others or encouraging them to have faith is much more difficult. With love, we can reach into the heart, which is where change really takes place. Even in the current situation I've already discussed with you, I see it as almost futile to encourage abandonment to God and His providence if I'm lacking in love and compassion. He truly helped me see that about myself. I was not acting out of perfect charity, rather almost from a judgmental attitude. I had to repent for that today. I could see clearly my attitude was not one of tender compassion, but more of frustration, and I believe that it came out in the message yesterday. I apologize for that. If the Lord speaks to me, I choose the words to express the thought. How pure must my mind and thoughts be to bring forth His message accurately? So today was a day of repentance. But here's what He had to say about faith and our tendency to just do it ourselves. Jesus began, "Where faith is lacking, the flesh takes over. Without faith, what can I do? When souls insist on their own devices and do not look to me as the authority, they take on themselves a whole world of hurt. No one can cover for themselves adequately, Claire. No one. No matter how hard they try, something else always comes to the surface. I alone can control what the soul can handle. That is why it's so imperative to come to me for protection and health." Lord, what would you say to our family today? He continued, "I am your father, whatever you need. I am not limited like your earthly fathers were. No, I have total control over everything that happens or doesn't happen to you. What I permit is always for your best, always and forever. Many of you have made agreements with me in your spirits, and yet are not aware of them in your intellect. That can at times be painful when you don't understand why I permitted a terrible circumstance. Remember that when an event occurs, you are not the only one impacted by it. There are many layers to your circumstance. If you've given your heart over to prayer on behalf of another soul, many times that event pertains to them and their serious need, and you're moving mountains. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, or with the breath of His hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales, and the hills in balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as His counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten Him, and who taught Him the right way? Who was it that taught Him knowledge or showed Him the path of understanding?" That was taken from Isaiah 40. "And before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." And that's from Jeremiah 1:5. "Now I will address charity, Claire. Yes, patience and charity. You are lacking, my love. More of me, less of you. Oh, how I need you to live in my love and bring it to others. Words are cheap. Souls are wounded by words, but love goes directly to the wounds of the heart, which only I know about. How easy it is for you to see faults and interpret motives when you know nothing of what the soul has gone through. That is why love is the safest way to the hearts of men. Once my love has touched a soul, how easy it is for them to trust me. It goes so far beyond words. It is more a magnetic force. Just as iron shavings are drawn to a magnet, love is drawn to the heart of men, and there my love seeks out the most wounded areas to heal. Once the love relationship is established, we can move into trust. So rather than treating the symptom, you treat the disease, the woundedness, rejection by churches, broken families, loneliness, for true understanding, and even parents who abuse their children unknowingly, speaking word curses, favoring the other siblings. These things go deep and last a very long time. Usually, without healing, it is typical to pass it on to the next generation because it was never resolved in the adult parents. They just pass it on like unfinished business to their children. You are finding out that not only fathers have given the wrong impression of fatherhood, but also have mothers. Therefore, when you are seen as a mother of sorts, there may be a lot of cleaning up to do, a lot of deeply ingrained failures in that relationship that causes the soul to be distrustful and steer away from any authority figure, especially a motherly one. For all of you, my dear ones, all of you, take it to heart. Love is the way to the heart of a soul. Love is what opens the door. Love is what heals and convinces the soul I am real, and I am first and foremost a God of love. I can be trusted with the most precious commodities a soul has, their heart and their lives. Therefore, little ones, if you wish to foster faith and trust in the heart of a soul, you must first love them with my love and never judge, be harsh or critical, never. By the time they've reached you, they've already had a lifetime of criticism which did them no good, only to drive them further and further into a pit. Go forth, therefore, my chosen vessels, and love as you have never before loved. Give until it hurts. Encourage and build up. Then the soul will be hungry for what you have to say about me. They will see me inside of you. May this anointing rest upon you now. Amen.